yesterday at 23:18.
You know, I just walked into this room and she came through the door and I looked at her and she recognized me right off, even though it's been years, and I had no idea who she was. I mean, you know, we started talking and she had this smile and I could tell she knew me, but I had no idea who she was.
It's always nice to be recognized. The key to the future is privacy. Privacy is not just a territory to protect. It is the essence of our personal existence, a space that must be developed, expanded, and maintained. Information control systems such as families, religions, schools, states, political parties, corporations, community-based organizations will seek to define our private psychological space, attempting to limit and conform our inner worlds. We must resist.
Using your mailbox is like having a conversation. The mailbox begins the conversation by playing a brief recorded instruction and then waits for your response.
In the future, our identities will continue to be shaped by communications technologies. The wireless digital revolution of the late 20th century was only the beginning of a massive assault on private, individual autonomy. Creative critical thinking is built on a foundation of imagination and unorthodoxy. Minds must continue to wander and ponder the inconceivable and investigate the improper. When we muck around freely in the privacy of our own minds, we frequent territory off limits to others. In the long run, this internal exploration will help us to know who we are and what we want, instinctively and intellectually. Connectivity with others is valuable as a means for sharing the bounty of our private worlds. But connectivity in itself must be moderated, or the lifeblood of privacy will be drained off.
After you respond, it plays another instruction. The conversation continues back and forth between you and the mailbox until you hang up.
Privacy is important because it allows us to pretend we are something, anything, we are not. It gives us the space we need to practice things we would like to be good at someday. Privacy makes us secure by letting us know we are very different than people think we are. We need privacy because it is the extra space we need to grow new parts as we are being used up and mangled every day in the real world. We need a space where we can be true to ourselves, no matter what the consequences outside. There is so much compromise required outside.
Most instructions present a series of options, depending on the type of service you need. In the main menu, for example, the instructions might be: to listen, press 1. To send a voice message, press 2. To set up, press 9. For help, press 0. Each option describes one of the things you can do at that point. To indicate your choice, press the key that corresponds to your chosen function. For example, If you want to listen to your messages, press 1 for listen.
The dangers with eroding privacy are the restrictions imposed on personal growth. They limit critical perspectives, diminish the depth of our analyses, and evaporate hardcore, antisocial, self-sustaining creativity. Because I know that people are listening to my inner voice, I cannot afford to feel the way I once did.
I met up with her on one of those web personal things on Yahoo, and we traded a few messages back and forth, and we agreed to meet right away. Our profiles were just a dead on match, and I went to the mall, and she was there right where she said she would be, but I knew it was her. I knew it was her, and Chris, I wasn't with her for more than an hour, and I told her that I loved her. So we're going to get married. We're going to get married next week. We've only known each other for a couple of weeks, but, it seems absolutely right. She's a little younger than I am, but, we've got a lot in common. We like to go to movies. I like to listen to the same music. She likes to go for a ride in the car. She doesn't mind, going for walks with me, my dog. I guess we were just meant to meet like this, and I'm a little surprised at how fast it's going, but I feel I can really be myself around her, which is important to me. And, she doesn't mind if I'm honest, which is really what I've been looking for. It's just somebody that will just take me for what I am, and she does. She just accepts me, and I think that she loves me, and I think we can have a good relationship. I'm hoping, but things move a lot more quickly these days.
In the future, we must never undervalue mental health. We must value continuous, perpetual personal growth. Societies are dynamic intermixes of individuals and social groups. A society is a mix of psychological states and social organizations. In a healthy society, individuals sometimes become organizations, and organizations become individuals, and there are other such transformations. Information-seeking organizations categorize individuals for various levels of exploitation, and individuals actively seek damning information from and about the corporate environment. Artists extend themselves by revealing explicitly defined social and psychological positions. As the information economy becomes more obviously based on private or personal information, as the spiritual engine of the economy is decentralized to a cellular level, all individuals will have to become experts at managing the input and output of personal information. The work of artists will be increasingly important as they are encouraged to develop and expose their private worlds in broad daylight for all to see.
At first, the brief description of an option may not always be clear enough. Pressing 0 for help will always give you a full explanation of the available choices.
Building aggregate communities of diverse minorities is important. Alliances with others must be fused with frequent communication, bridging the gaps, splitting the differences. Redundant compromise can add up to a tedious culture that must be continuously challenged by the radical interventions of relative extremists. Social hybridity must not result in a dilution of its original constituent components, but should spawn a new vitality based in recontextualized traditions and anomalous ahistorical trends. Without recognizable historical roots, hybridity will drift away from the reality of the street, turning in on itself in oscillating wave-like patterns, inevitably heading for abstraction.
But I'm sick of playing games. I mean, every time I open my mouth, I hear myself saying things to people. People want me to say things, and I say the things they want me to say. I don't say real things. I don't even know who I am anymore. I mean, I just want to go shopping or something. If I just, I don't know what to do. I'm sick of playing golf. I'm sick of playing games with this guy. Every time I open my mouth, I hear myself saying things that people want to hear, It just drives me crazy. Every time I open my mouth, I say the stupidest things because of this work environment. It drives me crazy to me. I mean, I know what I'm doing, and I can easily figure out the right thing to say, but I'm tired of saying the right thing, But that's just no way to live. For Christ's sake, you've got to think about what you're saying all the time, I'd like to just be relaxed, but I'm feeling like hemmed in. It's like I'm being accused of being a weirdo just because I don't condemn others for being weird. It's such a straight-ass environment. Just drives me crazy to go to work. I know what I'm doing, and I can easily figure out, usually what the right thing is to say. And I tried saying the right thing, but, she had no idea who I was, I was right on top of her, talking to her, but, there's a lot of things that bothered me about the way he looked. I just started working with this guy, and from the moment I was in the same space with this guy, I hated him. I don't know what it is, it's just everything that he says. This guy suffers from an annoying personality disorder. What is that? ATD? This guy suffers from ATD. Annoying personality disorder. I mean, this guy, I'm around this guy for 20 seconds, and I want to punch him in the face. Like, I don't get that reaction from people most of the time.
Function like artists in terms of psychological extroversion. We will see the widespread return of impressionism, the distortion of normal visual and oral perception through the reduction of sensory information will become the norm. We will call this dysnormalism. and there will be additive, expressionist tendencies where emotional tone spills out into the world, coloring everything with melancholy, depression, and rage.
There are a lot of things that people can't do in public. But at least I'd like to think I can continue to do whatever I want to do in the privacy of my own mind, for Christ's sake, you know.
Distortion, and hence abstraction, will rise against the explicitness of life under surveillance.
It's, you know, do you want to know a secret? I mean, you probably are not interested, you know, but there's just a lot of things that you can't do in public. I wish I could just be more like myself, you know. I'd like to think I could continue to do whatever I want to do in the privacy of my own mind.
There will be a need to reduce complexity, to discard needless detail, to uncover the essential forms and rhythms of the street and the mind. Many will learn how to read and write the most abstract code. That everyone will be part artist.
Some instructions ask for information rather than a choice from a list of options. For example, if you are sending a message, the mailbox will ask you to enter the message destination, which might be a mailbox number. If you want your message to go to mailbox 342, just key in 342 and press hash to end. You also press hash to indicate the end of a voice recording you've made.
Information technology will enable and encourage more and more people to externalize their private lives. Networked, web-based, online publishing, digital cameras and camcorders with non-linear editing systems and sound packages galore will continue to offer ubiquitous opportunities for the production and distribution of previously invisible material.
Become familiar with the mailbox, you can go ahead and make your selection while the instructions are being played, or even before the instructions begin.
You know, I gotta tell you, this is the craziest thing. I just met this girl, and I don't think I'd spend an hour with her, and I told her that I loved her, you know. I just had no control. I mean, I scared the hell out of her.
Wireless networked technologies will encourage the exchange of inane information previously kept private. It would be hard to build momentum for change when every single gesture is exposed and compromised by moderation and compromised by moderation.
Is like the pause switch on a tape recorder. Press it once to pause at any time. Press it again to continue.
So many people today, when told they are under surveillance, and pleased to be scanned by facial recognition software. It is always nice to be recognized.
I'm just trying to be natural, and And I don't know, I was kind of following her around quite a bit.
They feel secure being part of the data bank. They have nothing to hide.
If you make a mistake, you can correct it. Press star to cancel your last action and back up one step. To go back up several levels in the menus, you can press start several times without waiting for the mailbox's response.
This is in itself an existential dilemma. This is in itself as an many of us dilemma. Only in as many of us exist only in records of consumption. A trail of information transactions. I burn energy and accumulate material possessions, and I am totally wired. Therefore, I am.
I've got to think this out. I just want a little bit of space. I don't want to make a decision right now on the spot.
When we say we have nothing to hide, we are submitting ourselves to a future of global totalitarianism.
I just find that I'm just not able to connect in the right way with people that I'm interested in. Actually, I can't really connect with anybody these days. I'm trying to, but...
When you're finished using the mailbox, just hang up.
I refuse to provide my image or a brief profile of myself.